During Rav Chalap and Megillat Esther, it says that after what Vashti did, so Achashverosh asks his advisors, tell me what I'm supposed to do with the queen Vashti. She didn't listen to the king who sent his eunuchs. So everyone knew that a person who rebels against the king, a queen that tells him, you drunk stable boy, deserves the death penalty. There was no question what had to happen at this point. But Achashverosh says, wait a second, but she's not the average rebel. She's the queen. She's the king's wife. And he comes to Memuchan, and Memuchan says, Yetzei dvar malchut milfanav. Word should go out, Vashti didn't come. Meaning, don't call her Queen Vashti. Send out a decree saying, Vashti didn't come. This is a royal decree. There was a woman who didn't come when the king called her. And if you don't do that, so then the women will all say, I don't have to respect my husband. I can do what I want. So Memuchan didn't have to say kill her. Memuchan just said, if you view her like all the wives of everyone else, then you'll realize that she's also a rebel. And that's how Memuchan got her to get the death penalty. That was Memuchan's counsel here. I would add to Rav Chalap that there's a flip side to this. Sometimes when you treat a problem, you create a problem. And I'll give an example. You're teaching a class, and a guy is talking in the back. So if you ignore it, eventually he might stop. If you don't ignore it, so you might be creating an environment of talking. How so? You say, Chaim, please stop talking. Now everyone just registered that Chaim was talking. Until now, the class was going on. They were a little bit bothered by Chaim talking. But you just said, Chaim, please stop talking. You created this environment, Chaim's talking. From now on, everyone will notice that Chaim's talking. Meaning in Memuchan's counsel, there was a double-edged sword. Because technically, if you give out word, so-and-so rebelled against the king, and he got the death penalty, but you've already introduced the people to a concept, so-and-so rebelled against the king. Sometimes the smarter thing is not to target your target, to quietly finish off your target, because by making a public announcement, so-and-so did this and they're inappropriate, you've just given them a lot of credence and a lot more strength than they had you not given them that publicity. And I think that that's a mistake that Achashverosh made. The second you publicize there was an attempted rebellion against the king, they got killed. Okay, fine, but I understand there's wind brewing. There's room to create a new rebellion. That one didn't succeed.